There was a famous story about a beggar. It was a woman who used to beg. And one day she came to the court of the king to beg. And she was beautiful. So the king offered to marry her. She married the king. And she became the queen of the country. But whenever the king used to come to her, always she was in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And she spent maximum time doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal day and night. And when the king asked her the reason for this, he said, "O king, I was a pauper. I was a beggar. I used to go to the streets and beg for food and money to make my time go by. You have taken me on board, but this is the mercy and the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. I don't deserve these bounties. So whenever I see them, I remember my past times. And that's why I fall into prostration." One of the problems we have today is that we forget about the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal that surround us from head to toe and every direction. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, "And if you would count graces of Allah Azza wa Jal, never would you be able to count them. Health, safety, nourishment, clothing, the air, the water we have, the family we have, the houses we live in, the cars we have, every single thing that we have. We have all that life has to offer, and yet we remain ignorant. We have at our disposal an amazing body, and yet we ignore the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have two eyes, two ears, a tongue, lips, all the organs that function properly, and yet we are depressed. Why? Could you imagine yourself walking without feet? Could you imagine yourself crawling on the floor? Could you imagine yourself walking around without the ability to see? All of these things, even the food we eat, is a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. The delicious foods that we taste and the taste buds that Allah Azza wa Jal has created. All of these things, if you reflect upon them and reflect upon your power of reasoning, your power of understanding, Allahu Akbar, you would fall into prostration and thank Allah Azza wa Jal. You wouldn't give your ability to see or hear for all the money in the world. What a great blessing this is. And yet, little do we contemplate and little do we thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar.